Well, obviously, we're really proud of our impact over the last 25 years. But as anybody can see in going through a government office, things have certainly grown, and the opportunity to grow even further is pretty exciting. I must say, I wasn't around for the quill pen era, but I have spent about 25 years with the federal government as a client. And you know, when I started, I ran to the office for that's where my technology was. It was done during working hours, and it was pretty much a one-to-one model. And as most of our customers and you well know, our day starts well before normal working hours and ends well after traditional working hours because of device and location independence. And certainly form factors and the expectations of now what folks have at home, they carry that expectation into the office. And so certainly what we're doing at Microsoft is addressing all of those platforms on that continuum, whether it's a rich client, a lightweight app for a thin client, or certainly being able to address the web for devices, obviously Windows Phone, but also iOS and Android devices as well, really making it truly a location transparent or device transparent environment where wherever a client is, they'll be able to get access to the information they need to get to.
Now, there's a lot of cloud collaboration going on now, people writing documents in those central cloud locations. You have a product, and there's some of your competitors have products to do that.
Sure.
And that's very different from when we first started with word processing, you know, back in the 80s or so, late 80s. And people learned how to format, and we printed our own documents and made sure they looked good. With all this cloud collaboration going on and documents living up in there, do you think that we're going back to an era where maybe there's a central staff again, almost like the typing pool, that would collect all the final versions and print them somewhere else?
Yeah, Tom, I think, you know, what we're talking to our clients about in terms of leveraging the cloud is really about optimization of resources, making sure it complements the mission, making sure it addresses obviously the security needs that they have, but leaving that flexibility of the formatting and how those documents look and being able to obviously address the individuality of the different departments, even individuals in the organization to be able to do that. And that hasn't changed with our ability with templates and formatting, and we keep all of that flexibility inside of our web apps as we do with the on-premise apps and the PC-based apps as well. So we really haven't seen that as a concern with the folks that we're dealing with. Obviously, standardization is one of the benefits of the cloud, but not to the point where it affects productivity or the ability to do those things that are mission critical for templates and formatting and things like that.
So what is it federal customers are looking for?
You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what our federal customers are dealing with right now. This is perfect storm of austere conditions, as well as the pressure on security and the integrity of the data, as well as all this consumerization of IT and the expectations of their customers is pretty intense right now. I think what they're asking us for is to ensure that they are maximizing the capabilities of what they own already. They're certainly looking at mission critical apps. First, everything bows at the altar of the mission, obviously, but they are looking for ways where they can look for duplicative costs, silo solutions, things that aren't integrated into the enterprise. And they're also looking, Amy, at new ways to use technology in areas that heretofore really have been untouched, in areas of things like unified communications, looking for ways to take cost out of telco, looking at things like virtualization and business intelligence reporting systems. We find a lot of duplicative one-off systems in those environments, and the ability to leverage a lot of the investment they've already made and really audit those capabilities to make sure that they're addressing those needs as a mission, as well as the certain budget pressure that's soon to come if it's not already here.
We're speaking with Greg Myers, the Vice President of Federal Sales at Microsoft. And as agencies use more and more of these online services, really, instead of buying software like they used to, you used to see federal agencies with big stacks of boxes they had to unwrap and stick in all the PCs. How is that affecting the cost of software and the acquisition methods that federal agencies will need to use?
Yes, you know, Tom, obviously you can see the move via GSA as well as the agencies themselves looking at ways to optimize the acquisition piece and to leverage all the enhancements and the ease of deployment. We talk a lot with clients about not just the cost benefits of the cloud, but certainly the benefits from an innovation standpoint as well, the ability to get quicker to market, the ability to address customer service needs much quicker in the cloud. You know, from a service versus software perspective, I can tell you it takes a lot more consultative dialogue with the client on both their side and our side so that we can understand each other. It's a much different game than dropping those boxes off that you talked about of the software and having them take care of everything from there. In the new world, partners like Microsoft are actually taking on that role of running that software for them. So there's a lot more collaboration in this new era than there was in the past in terms of customer expectations and service level agreements and things where actually Microsoft actually has those financially backed. So we have a vested interest in making sure we're in sync with the client. And certainly we're deploying capabilities like the concept of license mobility so that a client will be able to take an on-premise traditional license and not be quote-unquote held hostage because of the architecture. If they want to deploy that in the cloud, they'll fully be able to do that, and we have acquisition models and license agreements to be able to do that. But you're exactly right. It is a new world, and software companies have had to modify the traditional world to be able to address the client's needs.
So software is having to change to become more of a service than an actual packaged product.
That's correct. I would say, though, Amy, that again, I think it's a little bit dangerous to say it's one size fits all. We have clients for either security or for whatever reason decide that they're not ready to go full bore into any particular architecture, and so that ability to address anywhere along the continuum while giving them a migration path is going to be really important for folks that work with federal customers, because really the federal government is not one vertical; it's hundreds of verticals, and that ability to sit down in a consultative fashion and really work with them across the continuum, whether it's on premise to full blown web applications where the vendor or a partner runs that, are really at the forefront of what we're talking to our clients about.
And I did want to ask you one Microsoft-specific question. It's a little geeky, but that's why we have Microsoft on. And almost all of the cell phones, the smartphones, and the tablets have something called an ARM chip, and that's different from the Intel chip that's in most PCs or almost every PC. And so now with the so-called Wintel platform, that is Microsoft Windows on an Intel chip, not disappearing but taking its place alongside this ARM architecture, how is Microsoft doing with respect to getting applications that have traditionally run under Wintel to run on these popular new devices?
Sure. Well, certainly, the mobile devices have a large presence of ARM. We've been invested and partnered with Intel, and will continue to do that if you look at what we're doing across the federal enterprise. But we're really excited. We released Windows 8 to developers actually yesterday. Many of your listeners may be aware of that. Fully touch-enabled, but we're excited because it's across platforms, whether they be on Intel or ARM-based, and that would obviously include the mobile devices that are out there, Windows phones, the Apple devices, Android phones, fully touch-enabled, but also able to use that platform across full desktops as well. So one release for that. We're also excited because it really exploits the close to $10 billion that we invest annually in the product. So that will be fully enabled for Intel and ARM chips, and everybody can just go out to Microsoft or any of the sites if they want to see some of the press on that. But we're very excited that ability to address the federal customer, again, independent of whatever device they want to use, to know that they've got a single use form function.